driving like he stole it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
All right, I've got something here I've got to share with you. And I'll get to the guest, Christina Rasmussen. But I have to share with you what has just broken on the wire here in this story that I've started to see that I hadn't seen previously today. Hillary Clinton over the weekend, in an interview, teased the interviewer who confused former Attorney General Eric Holder and Senator Cory Booker, confused the two. The interviewer was Kara Swisher. It was during a Q&A session. Just listen to what is said.
Or whatever. You know, that's childish.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially? Start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well,
wow. She did not. She did not go there. They all look alike. Who are they? Exactly. Let me get my next guest in here, Christina Rasmussen, joining me here for the conversation, Vice President of Federal Affairs at the Foundation for Government Accountability. Christina, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me on.
Were you able to hear what Hillary Clinton had to say over the weekend?
That was an interesting comment to make.
We have a different term for it where I come from. We call that an outwardly racist comment. And that goes part and parcel for things that Hillary Clinton has said in the past about people of color. And it makes me wonder who's going to come out and denounce this. Will Cory Booker be there? Eric Holder be there? The two men mentioned in this comment. It is shocking, isn't it?
It's something that I would not be proud to make or proud to hear, quite frankly.
The fact that that's what jumped into her head. The fact that that was the first inclination of what jumped into her head and what came out of her mouth, it's very telling. And it's interesting, in a day and age when the Democratic Party would try to have you believe that it's Donald Trump that's racist, that Donald Trump doesn't like the caravan because of race and doesn't like this or that, it certainly changes the conversation. And so it's comments like this, I think, that tear the mask off from the truth. Christina, I think it's comments like this, and I'm just going through some recent polling here. In Connecticut, the Republican candidate for governor, only 4 points behind. You know, in places like New Jersey, the Republican candidate for Senate, only 4 points behind. There's no blue wave out there at all, is there?
Well, you know, I think the Kavanaugh hearings really pointed out to a lot of conservatives and Republicans that you will be attacked regardless. So it's time to stand up for what you believe in, because they're going to come after you anyways. And that's why you've seen things even out. Initially, Democratic enthusiasm was much higher. Republicans are certainly up. And so we're coming down to the wire, and it seems to be neck and neck.
Neck and neck. Now, Mike Pence here, the vice president in Grand Rapids, Michigan, here yesterday, saying that he hopes that the blue wave hits a red wall right here in Michigan. Now, the polling here in Michigan, not as good for Republicans as it is in some other places, but what's it going to take for Republicans to get some momentum, maybe hold on to the governor's seat or pick up a seat in the United States Senate? It's not looking good. The race for governor in double digits again. The race for Senate, 7 to 9 points, is John James behind the sitting Senator Debbie Stabenow. What would it take?
Well, it's important to remember that our voting choices have consequences. I know right now there's a lot of Michigan farmers who are worried about the status of the next farm bill, and that's in part because Senator Stabenow has held it up because she's not interested in common sense work requirements for able-bodied adults on food stamps. So there are some folks in Washington, D.C. who are very eager to see what happens in the Senate race, because if things were to change, it could mean that farm bill finally gets freed up and things start to move. So, you know, our decisions here really make a difference for what kind of rules and laws and regulations and policy changes come out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's important to keep that in mind. As you look at the economy and so forth, obviously that's a factor here. The caravan is a factor. What happened to Brett Kavanaugh is a factor. Healthcare is a factor, according to a lot of the polling done by different places. What do you think is going to move the needle come next Tuesday, a week from today?
I think a lot of people are going to look around and say, hey, the economy is better than it has been in years. I remember those 8 years of stagnation underneath Obama, and now things are very different. We see wages going up. Right now in Michigan, there are more than 134,000 open jobs. People who would have struggled to get a job a few years ago for lack of skills or other issues, employers are taking a second look at them. So in terms of just, you know, how are people doing? Are they better off now than they were before? A lot of people are looking around and saying, yes, yes, this is working. The tax cuts are working. Deregulation is working. We need more of this, not less.
Yeah, a lot more of this because we need to put people to work here. So I think you're right about that. And I look at what's happening with healthcare, but I think people are able to, most Americans are able to understand the math of it, which is you can't afford to give everything to everyone all the time. I mean, that's pretty obvious. No matter if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks it's true, doesn't make it so now, does it?
Well, and the good news is that there's been a lot of relief that's starting to come into the market right now for people who are looking to buy affordable health insurance. Just this summer, the Trump administration gave a green light to short-term health plans. These are affordable plans that can offer people good coverage in between, say, an employer-offered plan or whatever their situations might be. And you can go on the health exchange markets right now and get more affordable plans that you just simply couldn't get a few years ago. Same thing with association health plans. These help small businesses band together to buy more affordable coverage. And these are made possible thanks to new rules and regulations that were promulgated by the Trump administration. So in terms of coming up with quality plans where the premiums are more affordable, there are more choices than ever before. And this is something really important for people who are looking for that affordable coverage that their family needs.
Yeah, and that's what their families need, and that's what they're looking out for is the middle class here. And we'll see how it plays out. Christina, greatly appreciate your time. We'll dig deeper into the Hillary Clinton comments and see where that takes us. But I think we've got it figured out. Christina, thank you so much.
Take care.
Straight ahead, Liz Peek will be here. We'll play the clip for her as well, see what she thinks about all of that. I have an idea. Quick break. We'll be right back.